Hello, Santa Barbara, and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. That's Bruce, like in Springsteen, and Salen, like in Bruce Springsteen. Our show will cover a wide range of topics, much as my weekly column does, which appears first in the Santa Barbara News Press, and then in newspapers and websites all over the world. It's even being translated into French for a French site. I sure wish someone could tell me if they do a good job, because I don't know French. The topics that we will cover include the obvious parenting subjects, though I only raise boys, so I won't offer too much on girls, which I understand and believe to be a completely different experience. I'll also cover all issues marital, including divorce and blending families. Other topics will relate to gender issues, single-parent dating, being a sandwich parent, which means having kids and aging parents, for those boomers of you that don't know, and much more. If you're local, and it's Thursday morning, please call 805-564-1290 or call toll-free 866-564-1290 if you're out of our range. Email questions to bruce@brucesalen.com. Again, that's Bruce like in Springsteen and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N, also like in Springsteen.com. Your questions are welcome. You can follow me on Twitter, @BruceSalen, and please join the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, where we're about to get 2,000 members soon, and I hope you'll help get us to that number and more. I want to thank the Santa Barbara News Press and the Santa Barbara News Press radio station for allowing me to do this show. There's a live stream on newspress.com. Just go to the link in the bottom right of the page. Podcasts will be available with those details to follow on the newspress.com website and my website, brucesalen.com. Today's topic is social media, our kids, and us. I write a blog called Just a Guy for momlogic.com and wrote two about this very subject. It hit home, and it's been in the news lately. I think we've all heard about these teens that have either literally killed someone or killed themselves over texting. It's pretty amazing. I think it's a very important subject. In fact, a recent New York Times article also was about this subject. Here's an excerpt from the beginning of that article. "Hey, you're a dork," said the girl to the boy with a smile. "Just wanted you to know." "Thanks," said the boy. "Just kidding," said the girl with another smile. "You're only slightly dorky. But other than that, you're pretty normal. Sometimes." They both laughed. "See you tomorrow," said the boy. "Okay, see you," said the girl. Well, it sounds like a pretty typical pre-teen exchange, one familiar through the generations. Except this one had a decidedly and distinctly 2010 twist. It was conducted on Facebook. The smiles were colons with brackets. The laughs were typed ha-has. Okay was just K. And see you was rendered as the letter C and the letters Y and A. Children used to actually talk to their friends. Those hours spent on the family princess phone or hanging out with pals in the neighborhood after school vanished long ago. But now even chatting on cell phones or via email is passé. For today's teenagers and preteens, the give and take of friendship seems to be conducted increasingly in the abbreviated snatches of cell phone texts and instant messages, or through the very public forum of Facebook walls and MySpace bulletins. Last week, this is still the New York Times that I'm quoting, the Pew Research Center found that half of American teenagers, defined in the study as ages 12 through 17, send 50 or more text messages a day, and that one-third send more than 100 a day. Two-thirds of the texters surveyed by the center's Internet and American Life Project said they were more likely to use their cell phones to text friends than to call them. 54% said they text their friends once a day, but only 33% said they talk to their friends face-to-face on a daily basis. The findings came just a few months after the Kaiser Family Foundation reported that Americans between the ages of 8 and 18 spend an average 7.5 hours a day using some sort of electronic device, from smartphones to MP3 players to computers, a number that startled many adults and this dad, even those who keep their BlackBerries within arm's reach during most waking hours. Now, I don't want to scare everybody or say that modern technology is all bad. So I'm going to relay a really, I think, inspirational story of how smart media, social media, and this sort of stuff can really help. I attended a conference which was put together by a local Santa Barbara resident, Eric Greenspan. It was called the 140 Conference, and it took place at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles. One of the speakers was a oncologist by the name of Dr. Krupali. She told stories about dying cancer patients, and in her own way, she shared with us some of the wishes that these patients had wanted. And she was able to get tickets, for instance, to a patient that just was dying to be on the, dying to be on the Ellen DeGeneres show. Another patient she told us about who was dying had a dream to go to Pittsburgh, I think to see a Steelers game, but did not have the money. I was sitting up close, and it just seemed like the perfect opportunity to do something dramatic, which I always like to do. So I pulled out a 20 and I went on stage, and this was being live streamed, and I handed the $20 to Dr. Krupali and said, let's start raising the money right now. Within about 2 or 3 minutes, she had a wad full of cash. The smile on her face was ear to ear. And she wrote me yesterday, because this took place on Monday, that she called the patient, and both the husband and the patient actually broke down in tears over the fact that we raised more than enough to cover their flights. That's how social media can be good. But to me, for our kids, it's not always good. I'm going to quote a little bit more from one of my blogs on Mom Logic. The blog was titled, Can Teens Be Trusted Online? And I said the following. Sexting, texting, email, Twitter, MySpace, Netflix, Facebook, Formspring. It's not a mattress company. Smartphones, iPads, iPods, laptops. That's the world our kids live in. And it's moving faster every day. For me, when I was a kid, it was a library card and a book. A book on roller skates, which my friends and I would use to go down the hill where we lived. Or we also played a game, a made-up game we called Mongoose, in which we hit a ping pong ball back and forth with two books, the object being to do it as long as possible. We had a phone, but its use was limited. TV was only on weekends, and there were just three networks and not much else. Recently, in contrast, my 16-year-old got into a mess of peer trouble with an impolitic Facebook post. It was stupid, but not that big a deal. At my urging, he even publicly apologized, and in a well-written, not too self-deprecating fashion, I was impressed. Yet the controversy continued and almost threatened his truly terrific relationship with his girlfriend of 7 months, which is a lifetime for sophomores in high school, as every one of their friends got involved, and it escalated to really silly levels. He's a big boy, confident, and there's been nothing more to it for now, but the whole incident, along with the more tragic stories we've been hearing recently, makes me question our parental responsibility in allowing our kids unlimited access to social media. From my other blog, There's No Heart in Texting, I told the story that a friend told me about his 18-year-old high school senior asking a girl to be his prom date via a text message. Fortunately for his son, she liked him a lot and texted back, yes. Later, when his son and date were making their plans, they discussed a good friend of his that was nervous about asking a particular girl to his date for the prom, as his date for the prom. He asked, should he text her? The response from his girlfriend was, no, a big no. Do we have a call, Richard? Nope. Okay. Our kids are not learning how to communicate with all their tech toys. They are not thinking before they hit send. They're not really relating to each other when it's done in 140 characters with a tweet, emailing, texting, and shorthand acronyms. Hell, I remember sitting by a rotary dial phone, staring at it with a nervous stomach, trying to get up the nerve to call a girl I just wanted to talk to, let alone ask her out to the prom. Do we really think the acronyms TTYL, LOL, WTF, BRB, ROFL, LMAO, IDK, STFU are deep ways of communicating? I don't think so. Richard tells me we have a call. Bill, welcome to A Dad's Point of View, the Bruce Allen Show.
Hey, Bruce, I just wanted to call and let you know what a great job that you're doing and your program, especially you get to share what you share on your blog for so many people. I just wanted to wish you all the best of luck and congratulate you and tell you what a great thing you're doing there.
Well, thank you so much, Bill. I really appreciate it, particularly since this is my inaugural live show. I like that. I will look forward to hopefully earning that trust over time. Thank you so much.
We'll keep listening. Thanks, Bruce. Good luck.
Okay, bye, Bill.
Bye-bye.
So, continuing with the blog. I think we have another caller. We're going to take a break. Time for a break, so be sure to call in if it's Thursday at 866-564-1290 or locally at 805-564-1290. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
Tonight, don't cry, Daddy.